A worldwide youth climate strike took place today, including events in the Pacific Northwest. At Seattle's Cal Anderson Park, thousands gathered to march, urging action on climate change. One of those was John Sebastian Price. He's 17 years old and a student at Shorewood High School in Shoreline.
I feel like me being here is just one, like, tiny step to getting to making sure that this issue gets noticed or at least talked about more frequently.
And not far away, near the Amazon spheres, closer to downtown Seattle. Tech workers walked off the job at the Seattle-based e-commerce giant Amazon. They converged with the march from Cal Anderson Park. KNKX's Simone Alisea was following the Amazon workers earlier today, joins me now in the studio. Okay, so Simone, you followed the workers from the spheres at Amazon's headquarters all the way to City Hall. And when you came back into the newsroom, the very first thing you said was that this march moved really fast.
Yeah, it was a very brisk pace. We were on the move. You know, I think people were excited. There was a lot of energy, a lot of really positive energy. It was sunny. People were glad to be out. And I'll say it was a really big crowd. Before we left the spheres, you know, all of 7th Avenue, the street, the sidewalk, and that plaza was just covered with tech workers with these signs who were ready to march.
So these are workers who walked off the job en masse today, and they have been pushing, many of them have been pushing their employer to do more about climate change.
Yeah, so the organizer for this, it's a group of Amazon employees called Amazon Employees for Climate Justice. Earlier this year, they kind of made headlines when they drafted a shareholder resolution to push the company to commit to reducing their emissions. That resolution didn't pass, but it got a lot of eyes and it got a lot of notice. So this is sort of the next step of that, this big demonstration. The logic here that these employees are kind of employing is that Amazon is a huge company. Mm-hmm. It's got arms in lots of different sectors. You're talking retail, you're talking cloud services. And it's a company with a reputation for pushing the envelope, for being really innovative. So why shouldn't a company like Amazon commit to reducing emissions and stopping climate change?
And I imagine they're saying that Amazon's voice is so powerful that anything they say will be echoed elsewhere. Amazon has a carbon footprint that rivals a small country. And yesterday, the company said it will do more to address it, including they talked about 100,000 electric delivery vans hitting the roads. Were people you talked to satisfied with the things the company said it would do yesterday?
People were certainly glad that Amazon is making this pledge that about Bezos' announcement yesterday. You know, they really framed it in terms of, we did this, right? This is the reason that Amazon is doing this is because of the demonstration that these employees have taken up to this point. They also say that the pledge isn't enough. It does so right. They have three goals. Part of it is reducing emissions and getting to net zero, but the other part of it is contracts with oil and gas companies for their cloud services, for Amazon's cloud services, and it's also about political donations to politicians who deny the existence of climate change. And the pledge yesterday doesn't address those two things.
So multifaceted there. The tech workers you were talking with met up with the youth at Westlake before heading to City Hall. I'm wondering if they like verbally converged as well. Were they talking about these young people at all, or was it all about Amazon?
I was really surprised to see that the workers really gave a lot of credit to these youth. It was very much you know, about the young people, despite the fact that they had these sort of specific demands on Amazon, right? They were really inspired by the youth march. They said, you know, they were taking their cues from them. And I ran into a lot of Amazon parents who sort of said, yeah, my kids have been asking me about this. They mm-hmm. want me to do more, and I want to do more for them. I want to be a good role model for them.
All right. KNKX's Simone Alisea reporting live this afternoon. Hey, thanks.
Thank you.